fly, bug, or whatever it is gets hung in that web, the spider isn't very far away. Amen?
Right.
And he just swings down there and wraps a few more webs around that thing that he don't get away. And he gets him wound up real good. Then he just sucks the blood out of it or any other substance that he might find it in. Amen.
Yes.
That's exactly the way the devil does a lot of people.
Amen.
Huh? Amen. The only way to stay away from his web is to stay with Jesus. Is that all right? Glory. I don't know that I have any apologies to make when you preach the truth.
Amen.
You don't need any props. You don't need any amens. Amen or hallelujahs or anything else to hold up the truth. It just stands. There's so many fellas aren't preaching the word. They just kick into people's ears with a bedtime story and they go home. But I preach to get people to thinking. Amen. Now what you're saying is more important than what I'm saying. I'll get you up here and let you talk some.
Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, all right.
Glory. Now, if you aren't married, and you ever hope to get married, amen, if you don't love that companion good enough to die for him, you don't love him. And all you fellas that are married, that's what you're doing. You're giving your life for that woman. Somebody say amen. Amen. That's exactly what Jesus done for the church. He gave himself for the church.
Amen.
That he might sanctify it, that he might cleanse it. Amen. And make it a clean birth. Is that all right?
Yes, amen.
Now please stop talking and I'm going to have to sing the act. Glory. I'm not the pastor, but when he says, Brother Savage's service, it's my obligation then.
Amen.
Is that all right?
Amen.
Some of you are with me.
Amen.
Please don't make me embarrassed. Tonight, I'd like to preach to you on the 19th verse of the 26th chapter of Acts. The other night, over at the fellowship meeting, I thought I was going to preach on fighting. Amen. And I made a statement that I enjoy a good fight. All of us preachers are fighting to keep our head above the mud and the water and other things that might come our way in order to save the people to whom we preach. Amen?
Yes.
Amen. Whether you know it or not, God's going to hold every one of us that are preachers responsible for the salvation of your soul.
Yes.
Amen. And when we stand before the Lord, we're going to give an account either in sorrow or in gladness.
Amen. That's right.
Now, that's written in the Bible. We ought to read it a little bit and find out what it says. Glory. I see a lot of folks from Brother Smith's church, Old Shenandoah. Amen. I'd like to put a spoon in your mouth tonight. Not only them, but all the rest of them. And if you don't eat, I'm going to find out the reason you're not eating. Glory. I'm not a young preacher, and I got a way of doing it. So stay with me. In the 19th verse of the 26th chapter of Acts, whereupon, O King Agrippa, I was not disobedient unto the heavenly vision, but showed first unto them of Damascus and at Jerusalem and throughout all the coast of Judah, and then to the Gentiles, that they should repent and turn to God, and to do works meet for repentance. I'd like to preach to you a little while. Amen. And sometimes I say this, and then I have to keep saying it. Condensed milk don't taste as good as old milk. Amen. But I trust that you will stay with me tonight. Vision, except the people of God's vision, they perish. Without a vision, people perish. Amen. This covers a vast territory. Many tonight are backsliding because they've lost their vision.
Yes, amen.
Amen. But the Lord doesn't change. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. I would ask this audience tonight, how many has ever had a real spiritual vision? Amen. I wonder how many hands would go up. Oh, you say, preacher, I've never had one. Amen. Whose fault is that but yours? Amen. The Lord hasn't changed. His people have changed. When Daniel wanted to know something, he went to God and prayed until God revealed it to him by vision. Is that right?
Yeah.
Amen. Stay with me now. And the Bible declares that others had visions too.
Yes.
When the Apostle Peter wanted to know something, he went up on the housetop to pray. And the Bible said he prayed and God gave him a vision. Lord, have mercy on that. Amen. And the Bible declared that God revealed to him what he was going to do. Amen. God predicted him to do something to America, whether we believe it or not. Amen. The people are expressing it in their testimonies. When they say in their hearts, we are hungry for the Lord to come. Amen. We'd like to have a change from this diabolical junk that we're having to fight. Lord have mercy. And the Bible declares, amen, that every last one of us, my God, help us now. Unless we repent, when repentance, it's not shedding a few tears in an altar. Amen. But it's turning away from that which we know is detrimental.
Amen.
To our spiritual progress with God. And asking the Lord to forgive us and making confession to Him that we've been praying for the enemy.
Amen.
I've seen women make these kind of confessions to their husbands. Amen. They immediately received for forgiveness. And they were reconciled. Oh, God, help us tonight. Amen. When people make these kind of confessions to the Son of God, the Bible said if we confess our sins, He is faithful and just to forgive us.
Amen.
And the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanses us from Adam to all sin, and that don't leave any.
Amen.
The only way that you can be happy and free in the Lord is to walk with Him. You can't love the world and love God at the same time. You can't love your little girlfriend or your wife, amen, and be flirting with somebody else at the same time. It's an impossibility. I had a prayer meeting one night, and the man of the household had, I forgot how many nice looking little children, good looking lot. He wasn't saved. Amen. And he picked up a True Story magazine and looked on the back cover, on the front one, and there was a Jezebel all painted up. Looked like a Hollywood star. Amen. And he said, I believe I can love her. I said, son, I'm fixing to tell you something. Amen, I'm in your house, but if you love your wife like you ought to, you wouldn't even be breathing those words. Somebody say amen. I believe tonight the church is going to go up to meet Jesus, love him with all their heart, amen. They're not going to be talking like they were. Lord have mercy. Yeah, I believe the priest out there, hold on to you, see. Amen.
Praise the Lord, Brother Alvin. Mm-hmm. Say something for us.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Lord. Huh? Yeah.
Who is it?
Who is
it?
Where?
Here. She's
going to live. What's
it going
to do?
She'll be
done
down,
so
we'll
move the car. All right. Praise the Lord, Alvin.
Praise the Lord.
Amen. I don't know how many of you have ever thought about a burning lake or a fire that's filling the waves of hell where your companions, amen, that you associate with here is never going to do you any good.
Yeah.
Bible says, I said, we escape if we neglect so great a salvation. That was first spoken by the prophets, and amen, substantiated, my Lord, by the Son of God himself. How are we going to escape that nation of hell? I declare that we are on the brink of hell tonight as a nation, unless we keep in touch with God. Every nation that forgets God is going to be turned into hell.
Right.
The Bible!
Right.
Oh, Lord, help us tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. We are amazed indeed. I am. That our president could go over there and drink toast with men that are worshiping heathen gods. Man's completely dumbfounded sometimes by such actions. And such words that ought to be falling from intelligent men's lips, they are trying to make friends with rattlesnakes. It'll never happen. Amen. The Bible said, amen, that they would change, that they would give vent to their feelings and marry and intermarry into their rings. And hope that that will solve the problem, but it'll never do it. It'll never do it.
Oh, have mercy on us. I'd like for something to have something better, wouldn't you?
Amen. I got saved. Oh, have mercy. Let me testify a little while, will you? My, I got about 2 hours preaching to you. Amen. I was praying one day laying across the bed just before I had to go to work at 3 o'clock in the evening. 3:11 shift. And all of a sudden the whole ceiling and all the top of the house disappeared. And I saw the heavens roll together like a scroll. Are you still here? Amen. The brightness of the Son of God appeared that outshined any sun that I'd ever seen. Amen. The Bible declares that he's going to come and just like man. The heavens are going to depart and the Son of God's coming. That's as sure as we are here tonight. That's as sure as that feeling is in your bosom that you'd like to see him come.
Amen.
Just the same.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, heaven. Amen. Some of us get the mistaken idea that when we get to heaven, we're going to sit on the banks of the river, amen, and dangle our feet off in the water for a million years. But the Bible said that we're going to have charge and dominion and rulership over 10 cities. Sounds like we're going to have something to do.
Yeah. Lazy folks ain't gonna make it. Come on to church with you. Amen. People is fooling around with something else that's not pleasing the Lord. I hope I don't sound too hard tonight, but I declare that we ought to be in love with Him with all of our heart, with all of our mind, with all of our soul, with all of our strength. And whatever we do, we ought to do unto the glory of God. I was preaching one time, and when I said that, amen, I had a little more to it. And I said, if God gets any glory out of them short dresses you're wearing, I come up a little higher. And boy, I'd like to lost my congregation. Amen, up in Missouri, we had a house full, bigger than this one, just about it. And I said something about tobacco being filthy. And about two-thirds of that congregation got up and walked out and slammed the door. Ah, Lord have mercy. They don't have any vision. Huh? The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. And when we see Him high lifted up on the throne like Isaiah saw it, amen, we're going to feel our insignificance. And don't be on the shadow of a doubt that we are weak, worms to the dust.
Amen.
Oh, God help
us. Yes,
amen. When Isaiah saw him, he felt that way. Is that right?
Yes. Amen.
Amen. I said he felt like that.
Yes. Amen.
I don't know why it's so easy for some folks to give up. Amen. They'll pray a little bit and the Lord will forgive them of their sins. Amen. And you don't see them no more.
Right. Amen.
They just quit. Temptation comes along and so they just quit. Look out now, preacher. Amen. Some little girl comes along and hooks her finger at him. Amen. And winks at him a time or two and he just melts like a leaf in the hot sunshine. I imagine that's what David done. Amen. Somebody can shout right here if they want to. He didn't catch the vision of what he was going to lose. The awful consequences it was going to bring to his home as a result of his ignorance and willful sin. Oh, God, have mercy tonight. Millions are doing the same thing.
They're forgetting.
Of their old condition. Oh, have mercy. Bible said the sword never did leave his house because of that sin. And you find him in many of the Psalms of the Old Testament where he was begging God for mercy. Amen. Now, we don't have to do that. Many are doing it, but we don't have to. Amen. I see something better. My Lord have mercy. I see it possible to live a victorious life in the Son of God.
Amen.
It's possible, amen, to be tempted. Sure. But not to yield to it.
Right. Amen.
Amen. There are many kinds and shades and shadows of temptation. Amen. But it's not worth the price that you have to pay for indulging in it to the satisfaction of your own carnal nature. It's not going to be worth it.
Amen.
For the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through our Lord Jesus Christ. Who giveth up the victory? He's coming after the whole church without spot or without
blemish.
One that he's sanctified and washed in his own blood. That's the kind he's coming after. Amen. I don't believe he'd take me tonight if I was downtown somewhere and some died of the devil.
Amen.
Uh-oh. Amen. I don't believe he'd take me tonight if I was letting somebody that wasn't my wife. Come on, church, will you? Amen. He'd leave you right there, just as sure as his word said so.
Amen.
You can't love God and mammon at the same time. Amen. I think they'll sell their soul for far less than 30 pieces of silver.
That's right. Amen.
Amen. Money. I went to Georgia. Let me tell you this, and maybe I'll quit here in a few minutes. I went to Georgia, so help me God. And the old boy that I used to preach with and preach for, pastor then, amen, had let his hair go out. His wife had cut hers off. Amen. And money was dragging him in the dust. But the devil made him believe that he still had the victory. I said, mister, I want to tell you something. You can get mad and like it or lump it. I don't care. Amen. If you were as innocent in the kingdom of God and getting people's souls saved as you were in making a dollar, amen, I said you'd have 100 more if you panic when you see the law.
Amen.
And his wife had already told him that. And as soon as he got back to the house, he said, Brother Savage just told me what you already told me. Listen, we're not playing with God.
Amen.
We're writing a record. We're going to see. And when we see it, we're going to do a lot of begging unless we're right. Think about that for a while, man. We're going to do a lot of begging if our soul and our sins is not the blood. Take it in for mercy.
Amen.
But the day of the wrath of God has come, and it's going to be pulled out without the victory of mercy. Right.
Amen.
The Lord's fixing to do that, whether we like it or not.
Right. Amen.
Amen. All these dyes of sin and corruption, and shall I say, red light districts, and all these things that's being legalized to get revenue out of. Amen. Somebody's going to give an account to God. Amen. And when the church leaves here, I'd like to be at least one somewhere in that vast throne. Amen. A number when they leave the ground, I'd like to be there. The only way that we're going to be there is to turn from the ways of the world. Lord, have mercy. If I had all the young preachers here, I'd like to vaccinate them. Amen. We're having to fight about this. They'll go to one community, and they'll preach holiness, hook, line, and sinker. If that church group believes what they're preaching, amen. They'll go out west somewhere, and if they've compromised and they're folks that are living like the world and still professing to be saved, they'll take down a little bit and don't say nothing about it. Now, if I was going to act a hypocrite like that, I'd quit preaching. Come on, church, will you? Amen. If you're going to preach holiness in one place, be man enough to preach it somewhere else. If you're going to fire your gun, this little buckshot in one place, do it somewhere else.
Yeah.
Stick to it with all your heart, because payday is coming. The Lord's going to pay us all.
Amen.
Sure, for
him
tonight.
Amen.
Glory to God. That all right? Amen. Let me hurry on. We keep talking about going to heaven. Amen. There's a lot of folks talking about it and ain't going. Now, if you think that's too flat a language, maybe I could change it a little bit. Amen. But there's a lot of folks think they're going. And then when they search God's book, they find out they're not going. These are they that testify of me, ask the scripture, for in them you think you have eternal life. Don't know even nothing about what it says. Haven't never read the New Testament for one time. Don't read the Sunday school lessons, and let God don't even come to church. How can you know anything? This is the most wilderness, ignorant age that I've ever seen. Amen. Science are telling our children in school, Lord, I'm going to have to hurry up, that these meteorites that are appearing in the heavens are coming from white holes. Amen. Somewhere out there they say that there must be another world from whence cometh these meteorites and all these other objects that are swinging down around the sun and going back. There must be something out there somewhere. Oh, Lord, have mercy. And the Bible declares that heaven is my throne, the earth is my footstool. My Lord, have mercy. I believe tonight with all my heart that God's not going to let ignorance prevail forever.
That's right.
Amen. He's going to do something to wake this bunch up. And then it might be too late. It just could be too late. And they wake up and see what we've missed. I think tonight, and Lord have mercy, that we elaborate on it, maybe enlarge upon it. We're going to have a match when we get to heaven. And everybody's striving for a match. Amen. And they talk about it over and over and over again. Talk about that matching. But brother, there's something better than matching. Bible says so, and I believe it. Praise God. You just go ahead and clamor and beg and holler and cry for that matching if you want it. But I believe there's something better than that. Amen. The Bible said to him that overcometh the world, will I grant to sit with me in my throne, even as I have overcome the world, and say I'm with my Father in his throne.
Amen.
I wish Jesus and the folks would read that.
Yeah.
Amen. There's somebody else there beside Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Christ. Holy God. He's got a throne. I got real stirred up the other night when I listened to some little woman. She said, I got a letter from President Carter. And she said, I just couldn't help but cry. Said, I'm just so glad he had time to write me just a few lines for poor old widow. I thought about that a few minutes. I said, great God, have mercy. I got 66 letters from God. Glory to God forever. A letter from the Son of God tells me that I'll be faithful. Hallelujah. I can sit down with him forever and ever and ever. Death, no sickness, no sorrow, no headache. Oh, to God, forever and forever and ever and ever. Amen. We'll be with him. Let me close right here. The Bible says that he's going to gather from the four corners of the earth all that are sanctified. Amen. And we're going to sit down with him. king. How do you like that, devil? Amen, while the angel of God swings out over the bottomless pit and drops that old fella in it, we're going to have a shout of time. Glory! Won't be no devil that gets us anymore! Glory to the friend of us. God will be glorified with him forever and ever.
Amen.
I wish that would take place tonight. I'm serious when I say that. Amen. We wouldn't have to travel that 2,000 miles we got to go. My, my, my. We stop over in Bristol and preach a meeting. Or pretty close to it. Amen. From there we go elsewhere. And just keep a going till we reach the destination. Oh, one day I'm going to take my last trip. I thought about that when I left home this evening. Down in my heart I said, this may be my last journey. Could may well be my last trip that I ever take on this earth.
Hallelujah.
God, and go sailing through the air with those who are redeemed by his victory. Well, after life and glory and joy and immortality forever and ever, ever.
Amen.
I wish you to come tonight.
Yes.
How do you do? People in this field tonight, if you came, amen, you'd be there. You say, preacher, who made you a judge? Well, I got sense enough to know the difference between a tabernacle and a delicious one. Amen. You're not fooling God when you're playing with fire. Go ahead and play with it, you're going to get burned. Oh, God, have mercy. In our own newscast this afternoon, in closing, this 80,000 babies born to teenagers. Amen. And thousands and thousands and thousands of them. Amen. I have walked and twisted minds and bodies because of those. Now, listen to me tonight. I'd like to escape Sodom with you. God delivered Lot from Sodom. And said, get out of here and flee to the mountains where that saving is.
Praise God.
The Lord's got a place to fix for the church tonight.
Amen.
And when Mama goes, she may leave you right in the bed. Amen. When Daddy goes, you may never see him no more unless you really get saved. Be too late when the trumpet sounds. It's going to be too late. Too late. I said, too late. Forever too late. The door is shut. The children are at home with God. Judgment is falling upon this earth and the very throne of the beast. People will gnaw their tongues for pain and curse God. Because of the plague that still won't repent. That's a spirit that's in the world tonight. Like to be gone. Amen. Don't perish. Keep your vision in mind.
Amen.
Amen. We're not serving man. I'm not preaching to suit men. Amen. For I've got something in mind. Oh, Lord, have mercy. There's more riches than gold or silver, precious stones and diamonds, or any other thing that's more glorious. And all of those things. Amen. Closing. Would you stand with me, please? Oh, God. Well, I'm asking you in the name of Jesus. Men and women in this service tonight. Lord, I pray that you'll burst upon the blessed tables of their innermost being. And give them a vision of what it means to be lost. And what it means to be saved.
Oh God.
Oh God, in the name of your Son Jesus tonight, and shed his blood on Calvary, save them. Don't let them go to that awful place called hell.
Oh, tonight, Lord, I pray that you'll not allow any of these that are saved to sell their birthright for a meager sum of filthiness. We ask it in Jesus' precious name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Would you come to an old-fashioned altar tonight while the musicians come? Amen. I feel pulled at somebody's heart in this service. I know you're here. God's not playing with you. When that day comes and you miss the rapture, you'd give a thousand worlds like this if you had one more opportunity. Get right with God. Will you do it tonight? Will you do it tonight? Glory to Jesus. Please come. Well, there's a serious feeling all over this congregation tonight. What if I miss it? What if I miss it? What if I miss it? Oh, God. Amen. What if you miss it? What are you going to do? Ride the rocks and mountains to hide your face from the Son of God. Or will you be in his hands and go? Which one will it be? Wait just a moment. Father, play this music softly. God bless you. We're interested in your soul. Will you come to pray? There'll be somebody to pray with me. Oh, Jesus, yes. Is it worth the price that you're going to have to pay for indulging in wickedness or sin? Amen. Is it worth the price? Trampling on the mercies of God, the blood of his Son, and the cries for vengeance. Oh, Jesus, have mercy. Is there a soul anywhere that'll come down to this old-fashioned altar tonight? Say, Lord, for Jesus' sake, I want you to forgive me. Will you do it? Be reconciled to God. Will you do it? Wait just a moment. Nobody's going to make you, but when the trumpet sounds, you give a thousand words. You have this opportunity. Would you do it? Would you do it? Would you do it? Real bad, would you come for prayer? Why we linger for just a moment? We're not going to scold you. Amen, but we'll pray for you. Will you come? Let the Lord help you tonight. Will you do it? Will you do it? Old-fashioned order and ask God to visit them before it's too late. Would you do it?